What's good, everyone? It's Jackie Chow.
And this is James DeLacy.
And you're listening to This Week in Digital Marketing. All right, James. My fault for not restarting the pod quicker. Been traveling the last couple of weeks. Got engaged. So
that's, I know. Congrats,
that's
man.
Part of the excuse. But yeah, there's it's inexcusable. What's new with you, man?
Dude, a lot of different things going down a whole, I wouldn't say a whole different path, but focusing on other things outside of typical written Google SEO traffic for most things. I just sent you a bunch of stuff. I don't know. We won't cover everything, I don't think, in this episode, but we can just cover some and save it for a second episode. But still got the partnerships. They're doing well. Got doing a big push on Instagram Reels recently, thanks to, we had Sammy Ali King on the pod depending on when this podcast, I guess not too long ago. And yeah. Reels have been doing really fucking well with that. I've been doing the same thing on YouTube. I basically created whole new products and funnels for them because the membership, it's hard to funnel into a membership from a lot of the stuff. So I just created one-off products for the one-time offers and shit like that. Rerunning Facebook ads into the same offers.
Wait, what's the offer, or are you not talking about that?
Oh, it's just like training programs. Okay. For specific things. So typically it's like membership based. Okay. And then I'll sell that through the email. I think it works better that way. And then just doing the one-off program on the back end of people signing up for the lead magnet. So it's been going well. I'm doing the same thing on Twitter with my Twitter thing. I was going to start this week. Dude, you know the blue tick thing? If you change like your profile picture and stuff, they put your account under review and then then you don't have a blue tick until they
review. Yeah. That's why I try to not change my fucking profile too much. I changed it so once. Annoying. That's it. Yeah, it's fucking annoying. Annoying.
But you got
how's your Twitter thing, stuff? Dude? Didn't you pay that one fucking guy?
Yep.
Like a set still amount got. To get you to a certain amount.
Yep.
Of followers.
Still going.
Dude, it takes so long. What the fuck? What's going on?
Twitter is tough, man. It's taken ages. I'm almost at 6,000 followers now.
And oh, really? Nice.
Yep. I had a thread, couple of threads take off, maybe a month ago, a few weeks ago. I literally got like 2,000 followers in 2 days.
Sick.
From a thing.
Are you writing it, or is the guy writing it?
No, I'm writing it. But it's easy stuff, bro. It's like, here are the five best XYZ for XYZ. And it's like a thread like that. And that shit is just like cranking right now. So I'm doing a lot of that. And then I'm going to be plugging, which I'm just finishing up now, I'm plugging up whole new funnels for that as well with digital products. I'm probably with that site, the main fitness site, because I had the same monetization with the membership. I'll keep the membership there, but I'm thinking I'm going to almost make the membership kind of something different and not make that the main thing, because memberships on that are fucking hard. So it's going to go straight digital products, like programs, bundles, upsell,
nice,
all sorts of stuff. So I've got the whole funnel in place. My last front end offers are just being designed now, and then that's going to go be pushed on Twitter, basically the same thing. But bro, on my main combat sports site, I'm getting from organic, IG, and YouTube, I'm getting 70% opt-in rates on my squeeze page, which is like fucking legit, 70%. And then my one-time offer is converting, depending on where the traffic, on Facebook right now, in the small sample size, it's converting at 8%. For the organic, it's converting at 4%. But I'm assuming that's because IG, like if you're getting people from IG to sign up for something free, like the barrier for them to buy something, I think is much bigger than going
through. Fuck those guys. What is your funnel right now, like video, like similar to Sammy, like video into fucking ManyChat into funnel?
Yep.
Like landing page, it, right? How are you building the landing page?
It's just on my website. Just sick. A squeeze page. Sick. But the can same thing on
it?
YouTube.
Can you send it to me?
Yeah, I can send
right
it.
Right
now? Right now? Okay, hang on, I'll pull it up.
Thanks, dude.
And I've been doing that, but doing that That's on cool. YouTube too, right? On YouTube, it's like down in the description or first thing in the comment, I have XYZ blueprint. It's free. Go get it. Then they're getting the information from the video. And then obviously they get hit with that one-time offer. But I'll send you the squeeze page I made for it.
Yeah. How many views are you getting per reel right now?
Depends, but anywhere from a couple of thousand to like 80,000.
Oh, shit. Nice.
But I mean, the 80,000 one.
Should I be doing that I be doing that? You think?
Dude, get into Sammy's fucking little course thing, his community. It's like, I just post my reels in there and he just goes, oh yeah, this is what you can do to make it better. And I just iterate every time. And my first reels were dog shit. My reels now are a little better. I mean, they're still not great, but I mean, it helps. I'm collaborating with a 500K follower account in the same niche that I know. Mm-hmm. And that pushes it. But even when I do it on my own, like I have 2,000 followers. I've picked up over 200 followers in the past few weeks just from posting a few times a week. But even when I post without a collab, I'm getting like 2,000, over 2,000 views on a 2,000 follower account, which I think is a pretty good ratio. Yeah.
Reels are crazy. I'm trying to think like, so it's like selfie mode photos, right? Or videos or what?
What do you mean by selfie? You mean like vertical?
Yeah, vertical. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, then you have the text-based hook and maybe some kind of visual hook. And then like I guess you could say fast cuts or transitions with trying to keep someone engaged to watch the damn thing. But then the trick is I've just used Sammy's blueprint on the captions, right? So you have like another text hook as the first thing. Then you have like first save this reel for blah, blah, blah. And then second comment whatever your keyword is and I'll send you my free whatever it is. And dude, like my reel the other day, I've got like 200 and something comments.
Yeah. I'm just watching it right now.
Oh, you're watching it right now?
Nice. How do you do that green screen shit?
You just click, it's on CapCut. You do it with overlay and then you just remove background. But yeah, man, it's
interesting. That's great.
I'm just trying to pull up my little squeeze page thing for you. But that's pretty legit. Like I've like the level of interest in the brand and the inbound stuff just from these few weeks of reels and like and going harder on YouTube.
Yeah.
10 times better, 10 fold more trust than just having the blog and people going there from Google.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
for sure.
Like I was getting 150,000 people a month on the site, right? But the membership was doing okay and things like that and selling products, but the actual being known in the space is being far better being on the video than the written
stuff. Do you post the same shit in both, like on Reels and YouTube?
I'll do
or is it slightly different
depending on, so like a lot of the YouTube stuff or even the stuff I'm creating can be broken down into multiple reels because it's like so many different topics in the one thing. So then I'll just do like, now I'm going to try to do like a more in-depth YouTube video and then just take parts of that and then turn that into reels. And then obviously just other random reel stuff that I can pick up. But even just looking at, I found this really good hook the other day. It was like, I saw someone's Instagram page, he's a coach, and you look at his profile and it was like all his videos that were like 500,000 views plus all use this one hook. Every other video was like 10 to 30K if that. And it was just like X worst exercises for XYZ. But then it wasn't actually the worst exercises. It was like good ones, but like just kind of taking the piss, like, oh, this will make you too strong or this will, you know, that kind of shit. and he was some of millions of views and I was like, okay, I stole that one and that one did really well. So I'll do more of those. Yeah. But yeah, it's just finding these stupid little hooks and and then editing it in a way that people will watch it and figure that out. But it's a lot of work, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I don't know. Fuck. Do you think that'll be worth my time?
Dude, I think it depends where your audience is, right? Like in fitness, everyone's on fucking Instagram. So that's part of the thing. Yeah. I don't know about you're thinking of doing it for SEO.
Yeah, if anything.
I sent you my squeeze page on Slack.
Your okay.
but you would do it for like you could do it for SEO. But you probably have is there an SEO audience on Instagram though? That's the thing. Unless you did it with general business.
I'm down to try. Like if you think, because I wouldn't be editing any of it, right? I have my editors.
Yeah.
So I'll just hand it off to them. But I just need to know like what to film. And you use ManyChat. Are you on a free plan of ManyChat or what?
No, on the paid one, because the free one doesn't let you. So the free one you could do, but that means every time you post something, you'd have to go into ManyChat and then be like, on the next reel, basically make this automation work, Whereas when you pay $15 a month, you can apply it to all reels. So it doesn't matter if it's like an older one someone comments on, or you're going to post and you forgot to set up, like do the automation thing properly.
Mm-hmm. ManyChat only works with Instagram, right? Because I see you're not doing the same thing on YouTube because you can't really DM.
It doesn't work on YouTube, but it works on Facebook, WhatsApp, Telegram, some other stuff. I don't think you can. Well, I don't think you can't. Yeah, you can't automate it on YouTube Shorts, which kind of sucks, but or TikTok. But at least with YouTube, I can send long form down straight to the landing page, right? You know, call to actions within any video, like, it's decent.
Yeah. I got a couple landers because, like, I have, like, checklists, right? SEO checklists for different industries that I used for running Twitter ads in the past. So I guess that could work.
Dude, you could target local, cringe, right?
Though.
You could target local, right? And be like, this is your checklist for ranking in your city or whatever. And that could be your lead gen for picking up local clients. I mean, that's if you want to go down there, even if you need to.
Yeah, man, fuck no.
You probably don't even need shit now. Aren't you retiring this year?
Trying to. My growth trajectory is below expectations right now because of the update.
Dude.
But fuck it. I'll obviously be able to retire, but I don't think I can stop working, unfortunately. Yeah.
So what is retirement? So
what that means, it would be like, I'll probably take a step back from cringe shit, like maybe client work and certain other aspects. And also looking to like exit certain aspects of like different businesses. So like, for example, Far and Away, I'll probably sell my shares to Albert, who, and that's like worth a pretty penny. So that'll help a lot. It'll probably be in like the mid six figure ranges. That'll be good. And what else does that look like? Fuck. I'll probably be tinkering with shit that like I find interesting. I'm definitely not taking any more like client calls ever again. Man, fuck that, man. Even like partnerships, they want to hop on calls. I really fucking hate that. Like, just let me cook, man. I don't want to talk to anybody. What else? I guess I would definitely keep advice community because that's like really fun. Hype for that. Dude, have you seen so many people have launched communities? So many people.
Like, community is the new thing now.
Yeah, but like it's been a thing for a while. But like I think ever since I started tweeting about like the revenue, people are just hopping on it. Like it's pretty jokes. I respect the hustle, obviously, because I would do the same thing. But dude, people are gonna get clapped, man. It's so hard. It's super hard. Like in the beginning, you were there since the beginning. You've seen what advice looked like. Yep. Dude, it was like dead for the first like 200 something people. It's crazy. It's fucking hard, dude.
I run two of them.
So yeah, they're about to go through a world of pain. Like it's fucking hard. So
yeah,
I expect like 99% of people do drop out and maybe like one solid competitor will emerge. But fuck, dude, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy, like running a community. Thank God that we have like hit like a certain amount of people where it's kind of more self-sustaining.
Yeah. But,
dude, it's fucking 100%. Crazy.
Yeah. Community is a damn hard to run because you always got to, somehow keep members engaged and you're either chasing retention or chasing new members. And it's like, dude, that's a never ending battle.
Yeah, it is. So I went to the Saigon SEO conference. Have you been to an SEO conference yet?
Yep. I went to Digital Unfiltered.
That's in Vegas, right?
Yeah, in Vegas. When was that? Last year? The year before? Whenever it was. It's been the only one. The one with Craig Campbell and Chris Palmer. So yeah, that's the only one I've been to.
Yeah. Did you get much value from that besides meeting people? So if you exclude meeting people, how much value do you think you extract from like
a probably conference? Not much. I mean, a lot of it was geared towards local SEO. Yeah, outside of meeting people, I wouldn't say it's too much. The meeting the people is the main thing, right? Part of doing it, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because I'm trying to dissect like the economics behind a conference. Specifically, like,
you mean to start one?
Not just start one, but like to see where people get value from conferences, because it's definitely 100%
meeting the 100% meeting the people. I mean, I got to talk to Clint Butler, Ted Kubitis, The Witcher, Holly Starks, Craig for a little bit, Chris Palmer. Got to see Chris Palmer drink 14 Red Bulls a day, dude.
That guy 100% has got some like heart scarring, heart palpitation thing going on. There's no chance
he was sucking those things down.
That cannot be healthy.
Exactly.
So I went to the talks. I went to a couple talks. Dude, actually trash. It's actually trash. Like.
Are we talking like not Google only is it, puppets, or are we talking?
Yeah, it's no. I mean, no. There's like some interesting things, but it's like the people who talk about it have already shared certain tactics before, and it's like regurgitated a bit. Shout out to my people, obviously on stage, Julian, Goldie, fucking Corey. They were great, but dude, there's some like really like there's some actually factually untrue talks, and then there's regurgitate bullshit, and maybe there's like one or two or three decent ones, but I leave with like that. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, that was new, that was pretty cool, I'm gonna try to implement that, and I just never do it. Is that a me thing? I bet a fuck ton of people take notes as well, and they're like, they just never end up doing it.
But most speakers don't share most of this stuff through presentations, because you don't know who's there. It's when you talk to them in person, they'll give you the actual lowdown stuff.
Yeah, which is through the manuals. So yeah, the events around it were pretty fucking sick. Like, yeah. I think I locked in a couple partnerships there.
See, that makes it worth it already.
I mean, yes, for sure. But so I've been invited to speak at a couple conferences, but I've been saying no because of just like, I don't see a net benefit for me. It's just like, it's not worth the stress. That shit like stresses me the fuck out.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Does not give me energy. I don't know.
That's fair enough. I mean, yeah, the biggest thing is meeting people. Like, for example, at Digital Unfiltered, one of the members I met there, who is now an advised community member, is one that I partnered with the Reddit stuff, and we did it. We ended up doing $9,500 before Reddit absolutely shit the bed.
What's the latest on Reddit? Is it like clapped, completely clapped?
Dude, it's clapped. Well, I guess subreddits are getting banned.
Really?
Yeah, there's ways around it.
Is mine banned?
Didn't someone say yours was banned in the advice community? But either way, they're doing, from what we've found so far, even if you comment with no link, no upvotes, your comment can get removed, and it's a new algorithm that they've put in, and it seems to be, from what they said and what we've seen, it's like they're almost like mapping accounts to certain subreddits. So it's like, if you're commenting in subreddits outside of your niche, then it looks suspicious, and then they're just
are
like,
you serious?
Yeah,
dude, that's some
weird shit.
Are you serious?
That's some weird shit. There's obviously still comments and stuff sticking, but
sure.
I don't know. I mean, every time like we've tried with different things, it's just, it gets removed before we even add anything.
So it's not a karma thing. It's not a karma thing. I'm just looking right now.
I don't know if it's a karma thing or not. I don't know. It's, but I mean, I think commenting on old threads is, that tactic's gone.
Right?
Yeah, commenting on old threads is definitely done. I think if you're going to do Reddit now, you either have to manipulate your own post, which, I mean, accounts are doing, this business is doing that 24/7 on there, right?
Yeah, posting. Yeah, yeah. They're posting, like, pretty quick about that. It's like, like automatically almost.
Yeah. And there's just like, there's people just posting stuff like, oh, I just tried this thing, or, you know, just like blatant karma farming, or just talking about products that are theirs from different accounts. So people are getting around it, but there's no way you can just like directly plug in affiliate stuff now. I mean, even the older comments on the threads that I was commenting on, they were linking to like best of roundups. Those are all gone. Yeah, there's just like a shit ton of stuff on Reddit gone. So that's a tough one to play now.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, I'm not like up to date on that shit. Haven't been doing that at all.
You've just been doing heaps of local though. You've been fucking crushing local, right?
Well, Sort of. So obviously movement room is fucking flying. Like the physio local one.
Don't you have like four spots or something like that on the first page?
Yeah. It's and my business is booming, like fully booming. So I highly urge people listening to like partner with a local business and just like outmarket people. It works really well. And I'm doing that HVAC case study. Rankings have gone down a bit. The advice community have like given suggestions. Like, for example, I need more reviews, more fucking CTR manipulation. So I'll be doing both of that, but like spread out. So I've been like begging people for reviews recently and just to see like how that goes.
Are you going
to
get
people in the UK?
Are you going to buy reviews?
No. I'll just ask friends who are in the UK to leave a review because, I know a fuck ton of people in London, so it should be easy. Let's see. I want to get like maybe 4 or 5 reviews this round and then see the rankings. Maybe it goes up, maybe it goes down. Most likely it'll go up if it's 5-star reviews. And then I'll like do it in batches so I can kind of see if reviews is actually a ranking factor. Because, yeah, we'll see. Dude, but local is easy as fuck. I don't know how you can work with someone on that, but you should definitely do it. Like, find it.
I've been thinking about it. Obviously, I've got way too much shit on my plate, but I'm thinking like, damn, if I was going to do local, what the fuck would I even go into? I guess I could just sell the like leads, right?
PT? Supplement store, maybe, but there's like enough, right, in Austin?
Yeah.
You know, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, even if it's just like, I don't know, some kind of building shit or whatever, just create something and just start getting leads and then just like selling those leads. I mean, that could be, but then it's only like what, a few hundred bucks a month, $1,000 a month, maybe, like,
like, but $1,000 a month is a lot of money. So
yeah,
one thing I noted was, dude, you know how I ran a poll on my YouTube audience just to see like at what revenue, are people happy with? Dude, they're like happy. It's a lot, like 30 something percent of people are happy with just 1K a month. They're like fully okay with that.
Well,
so yeah, it's just worth noting, I guess. It's kind of fucked up though. Like, that actually
depends like where you live, I guess.
Yeah, but then majority of my viewers are from the US, so they just want supplementary income, I guess. But
yeah,
that's like a red flag, no? Like, that means a lot of my viewers are beginners. So that means I shouldn't be shilling fucking advice community with like my viewers. I don't know. Because, yeah. Yo, have you seen this shit where SEO course makers are getting fucking blasted on YouTube, Twitter?
Wait, what in particular? I saw some stuff in the advice community, but I didn't see much on there, I don't think.
Like, so the whole premise of it is like, if your sites are clapped and you sell a course, you should stop selling.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And like, that goes with, I think it was like Income School as one. And there's like,
oh, yeah. I saw that.
Like, shout outs to Gail and Mark Webster, but I don't know if they're, I think, pretty sure their public case studies have been clapped too. I don't know. Maybe they have some.
Everyone who's built a pure content site has been hit in some way just because one, clicks are either down because of all the bullshit cert features, or two, because of Reddit ranking for every damn keyword now. So it's if you're not, you have to have a blog as almost like a resource page.
Yeah.
It's like, it's got to be secondary now. You can't use the blog as the main thing for your product. Your product has to be the main thing, whether that's SaaS, app, whatever it is. And then the blog is like on an e-com store, like resources, and then you can have your categories and shit. Bro, I found even on the e-com site that I'm posting stuff on now is fucking skyrocketing. It's like,
yeah, I told you, man. Dude, e-com's easy as fuck. I'll show you one right now. Fuck, crazy. Sure, screenshot. Don't share this, obviously. But you know how I had like it's just fucking crazy right now. The one of a couple that are doing well in terms of partnerships right now. It's e-com.
Oh, those are some lucrative
crazy keywords, right?
Those are some very lucrative.
I'm back, baby. I'm back. It's too easy out here. You just, damn. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Motherfuckers ruined it on Twitter.
That's not the health SaaS one, is it?
It is not the health SaaS one.
Damn. Oh, I think I know. Actually, no. I'll ask you afterwards. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. But dude, these fuckers, like Twitter is completely ruined. I'm just not going to share it with people anymore. I'll share some stuff with the advice community, but even then, I'm keeping my mouth shut. Like, I've already proved to everyone that I can do it via Far and Away. Yep. Like 15K a month on Far and Away is nothing to scoff at. It's probably more than most people who sell a course, honestly, right? Mm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And you personally know the other health sites, other mm-hmm. partnerships. Dude, I have a partnership that got clapped by Google, so completely de-indexed, but still doing 30-something K a month from other search engines. Like, isn't that fucking crazy?
That is nuts.
So I'm like talking to my partners, right? They're like, yo, so we got this manual penalty. do we need to do anything? I'm like, yeah, but it's still making 30-something grand a month. Like, if we remove it, it's like to recover, we just need to remove it. But
that's not
like,
it.
No, don't remove it. They're like, just leave it. Yep. And I was like, all right, cool. Bet. Like, we'll just keep it there forever. And then we're fine. Because like all the other search engines love it, so what are you going to say?
And they're not as volatile, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and 30K a month is, I think, majority of their revenue of that business now. So it's like they're kind of like addicted to it.
Yep.
So we take that, man. We take that. But I'm very interested to see what happens on May 5th.
Oh, like, dude.
I'm so hyped, dude. So hyped.
I don't think
what are you going to do? Like if... What if your partners get hit? Like, what are you going to do?
They won't. There's no way they're going to get hit. I'm not doing anything that will make them get hit. All my content is relevant to the site. It's not sponsored content. It's not in a subfolder. It's mm-hmm. all on their usual stuff. So it's just my name on it. So they'll be fine. But the May 5th thing cracks me up, man. Like people thinking that something's actually going to happen to these big sites. Nothing's going to happen. And if they go in and manually... maybe demote some of these subfolders. Mm-hmm. New ones are going to pop up. Just going to be the rigmarole of the new parasites popping up over and over again. They can't do anything algorithmically, as they've shown by manually de-indexing all your shit because they couldn't algorithmically get it. And that is going to continue this clusterfuck.
It's pretty pathetic, right?
Dude, it's a scare tactic, right? Because they need to show that something that they want to enforce a change in behavior. And that was mm-hmm. the way to do it, was to go after bigger names, manually de-index it to scare people like, oh, maybe I can't do all this stuff. But then obviously there's like a billion case studies. I mean, stuff that we're doing, stuff that you're doing that's ranking well. There's people who are doing a shit ton of just AI stuff and still ranking well. it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Fair enough. That's true. If they can't. Yeah. And I think the Google parrots on Twitter are just unbearable, dude. It's sad. Like, it's one thing to shit on my tactics, saying it's black hat, it's against TOS, it's like going to ruin people's lives. I'm okay with that. But to say it doesn't work is crazy. Like,
yeah.
So that's one thing I actually like about Lily Ray. Is she'll say it works, it fully works, and she'll say it's a problem, but she won't lie and say it doesn't work. Like, whereas other white hatters will just say like blatantly lie, or they actually don't know better, which honestly is a red flag in itself. So shout out to Lily Ray for keeping it a buck
for keeping it real.
Yeah, which, dude, it seems like it's hard for some people. I don't know what the fuck is going on with this industry.
Well, have you seen people posting about like, it's just that your content's not good enough, or Google doesn't like your content. Is that you're like, bro?
Like, what are you saying?
What's ranking?
Like, have you seen the Luke Jordan? You've seen the Brandon Salt tweets? Like, mm-hmm. they get millions of views. Like, Google changed the rules on us, or some shit like that. And then they like blow up. And then people are like dissecting. It's like, oh yeah, your one post is no good,
dude.
Shut the fuck up, man. If I literally spun that their posts that got clapped and posted it on Forbes, let me tell you, 100% it'll rank. 1,000%.
On one of your partnerships, it would rank.
It literally has nothing to do with the quality of content, like the UX. It has, as of now, at least, maybe they'll fix it in the future, but as of now, it has nothing to do with quality content, user experience, so on and so forth. Like,
I think it's a straight classifier, right? And I think WordPress is one of them. I think WordPress is part of it. I don't think it's the main classifier that's destroying people, but I think it's part of it. You've got Shopify stores that are fucking cranking, man. Just like low DR Shopify stores. I mean, they are e-commerce, but I think WordPress is part of that. And I think, as I mentioned before, if the blog is not a secondary thing, so basically if your site isn't set up with product as the number one versus blog as number one, I think that was the other thing that's part of that. And then there's a whole thing on like the over optimized SEO content and stuff, but I do the same thing on partnership.
No, that's bullshit.
Yeah. I do the same thing and it ranks. So I don't think it's that. I think it's literally, that blog first versus blog second. The CMS, I think, is somehow part of it. And it's probably some other pieces.
I think to these people who say that bullshit like that, I want to place a bet, like something like, if you truly believe that, we can move like $1,000 into escrow and then we can just take a bet. Like I will personally get a post on Forbes live, like Forbes advisor. Yep. I can get it up. Like I can pay someone to do it. We'll bribe someone. And then we get a post up and I'll literally spin or I'll rewrite a piece of content on Koala. Mm-hmm. Do you think it'll rank yes or not? Like
who would say no?
Like, a lot of people, they're going to say the content quality is shit and like user experience is garbage. Like if they truly believe that, put money like where your mouth is, you know?
You know what's
but
funny?
No one will take that. No one will take that.
I spin my own content to my partnership sites and I rank multiple times.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. It works. It works.
Yeah.
It works. Like, how can they say anything about that? They can't say jack shit. Like literally nothing.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't want to bash on these fuckers for too long, but let's wrap up. Should we plug right now?
Yeah, plug the advice community. Get in there. How many members are there now? There's a shit ton, right?
320 something. We're closing our doors at 350.
Right now. Get in now. Make sure you use the link down in the description. You have the discount code Indexy there, 10% off a lifetime. That is there. And obviously there's heaps of different channels on there now. So it doesn't even matter, I guess, what kind of SEO or business you're doing, because there's a lot of local stuff going on there right now because of Jackie's case studies, et cetera, he's doing all over his YouTube channel, because your YouTube channel is fucking crushing now, eh?
It's not bad.
Yeah. And then there's some e-com stuff going on in the community as well. And just general SEO, SaaS, just anything to do with really online business, to be honest. But there's specific channels covering, what you might be wanting to do or what you are doing.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. Go join the advice community. There's a fuck ton of millionaires actually in there.
Yeah.
They're like low key. They don't really talk. They're just like following along tactics. It's a surprising amount. I'm going to say like millionaires, like 50 and like 10 plus millionaires. Like I think of what I know, at least 10. It's crazy. And they'll obviously happily pay the subscription. They'll chime in here and there, but they're lurkers. So you guys, and I'm doing partnerships with them. That's how I know. So guys, get in there. All right. That's the pod. Go like and subscribe on YouTube as well. That's the pod. Take it easy, guys.